You're listening to Solomon Says, where we talk about tiny stories. And I tell you my big opinions. Tonight, I'm talking Santa Claus. Santa what? Jess, did you mean Santa Claus? Close, but not exactly. Sinterklaas, my friends, is St. Nicholas in Dutch, and Sinterklaas is a huge holiday in Holland that culminates on December 5th and 6th. It's kind of like Christmas, but way more racist. Imagine if instead of Santa Claus being a chubby old white dude with a big white beard, he was a thin old white bishop, also with a white beard, but dressed in a red bishop dress. And instead of a toque, he wore a pointy bishop hat. And instead of reindeer and a sled, he rolled into town on a boat from Spain, the SS Madrid. Debarked and then mounted a white horse called Amerigo, which he rode around on while carrying a giant gold staff. Ballin'. And now, this is the important part. Imagine if instead of elves, his helpers were black slaves. Some say servants, called Schwarzepietz or Black Pietz. And now, imagine white Dutch people, hordes of them, in the streets, on TV, in the malls, I'm talking tens of thousands, dressed up as Black Pietz in, wait for it, full blackface. Also imagine no Mrs. Claus. Okay, so Sinterklaas and his helpers ride Amerigo over the rooftops and deliver candy to children that have been good and threaten to put those that have been bad in a sack bound for Spain. Which, if you've been to Holland in early December, really more reward than punishment. Now, this tradition has been going on for 200 years, and amazingly, the majority of Dutch people really, truly, bless their Gouda-filled hearts, in 2013 do not get why dressing up as a racist caricature isn't cool. Because, come on, they say, it's part of our tradition. Oh, tradition. I'm sorry. I must have been mistaken. I guess Holland is a very traditional country, what with its gay marriage, weed, and legalized prostitution. Many Dutch people will tell you very sincerely, the reason Black Pete is black is because he comes down the chimney. Okay, fair enough. But now would you mind explaining, because I am pretty curious, how does one grow a big old afro and comically large lips by sliding down a chimney? Honestly, I could use a little more volume in my hair and lips, so if that's what it takes, open the flute, I'm a-coming down. Mark Rutte, the Dutch Prime Minister, has said that there are some things that even a head of government cannot alter. Black Pete, the name says it already. He's black. I can't change much about that. I'm sorry, I didn't realize changing the name of a made-up character required a constitutional amendment that could bring down the government. I lived in Holland for almost 3 years. That's why my Dutch accent is so amazing. And if there's one phrase I heard over and over again, it was this. It's not possible. Like, can I get some tomato in my sandwich? It's not possible. I've got strep throat. Can I get some antibiotics? That's not possible. I'd like to punch you in the face. That's not possible. Really? Because I actually think it is. This year, the debate around Sinterklaas has escalated. Sinterklaas, not the man, but the tradition, has reached the United Nations. Since calling on the government of the Netherlands to facilitate a national debate on whether Black Pete is racist, these United Nations human rights experts have been threatened, and Dutch people of African descent report being subjected to even greater racial abuse and ridicule. In other words, supporters of Sinterklaas are, as it turns out, shockingly racist. What? The what? I know. The UN experts, led by a Jamaican woman, have said that the debate should be inclusive, non-confrontational, and respectful. And the establishment of a dedicated platform, forum, or mechanism could be desirable to achieve that. Let me say this as a Quebecer. I've learned that there is no better way to attract the least respectful, most confrontational whack jobs out there than by setting up a dedicated platform, forum, or mechanism to talk about race, religion, and immigration. That said, if the Netherlands would like to reasonably accommodate me somewhere near one of their cafes, I'd be happy to write a report about what goes down when you try to take blackface and pantaloons away from millions of Dutch people. Solomon says, hey Holland, take this from someone who is constantly embarrassed by her own government. Don't hold a commission, just get rid of Black Pete. It is possible.